The next patient is Rhonda Williamson. The first name is R-H-O-N-D-A. The last name is W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S-O-N. This is the clinical case of a 76-year-old white female, a patient of Dr. A. Period Nelson, N-E-L-S-O-N, referred to this practice for the follow-up of the CKD. Period. This patient has comorbidities that include the presence of diabetes mellitus that was rather apparent before she had a violent reaction to the COVID vaccine. The patient was in poor condition and lost a significant amount of weight, and the diabetes mellitus got under control and has remained under control ever since. The patient has a history of arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, that all are contributory factors for the CKD. The latest laboratory workup was obtained on March the 16th of 2024, in which the serum creatinine is 1, the bilirubin is 27, the estimated EFR is 55 mLs per minute. Sodium, potassium chloride, and CO2 with the normal limits, and the patient had a protein-creatinine ratio that was obtained in November of 2023 that was 110 milligrams per gram of creatinine period. Number two. Patient has coronary artery disease, status post 1 stent. She has a diastolic dysfunction, ejection fraction of 55 to 60%, and a she has a little diagnostic of aortic insufficiency. Following number, the patient has a history of type 2 diabetes mellitus. The hemoglobin A1C has been determined lately and always between is 5 and 6%. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. The patient has a history of arterial hypertension. The blood pressure reading today is 117/72. Following number, the patient has a diagnosis of rheumatoid arthritis that is followed by Dr. A. Torres, A. Period Torres, and she is taking hydroxychloroquine with the improvement of the general condition. Following number, obesity, the patient has a BMI more than 35. She weighs 218 pounds and she's recommended to decrease the body weight. Period. In interviewing the patient, we found out that she is using more salt than what she's supposed to do, using more fluid than expected, and the diet is erratic. We are recommended a plant-based diet. We're going to reevaluate this case in 3.5 months with laboratory workup. Thanks a lot for your kind referral. We'll keep you posted of the progress.